If you wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch, like they did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago. Oh,
you sounded like you were sick. You were like,
if someone did a cover, if someone did a cover podcast of Pen Pals, it would be Pencil Pals. And folks, you can write that down and take it to the water cooler when that becomes a part of our society socialization again.
Yep. I would say if you aren't ever sure if you want to listen to the next episode, you're a pencil pal. Because you're not putting it down hardcore. You're just like, yeah, possible to erase. But if you know you're going to be here, and you're here for those sweet snacking sounds of Rory Scovel, you're up.
Those are almonds.
You're eating them almonds, baby?
You know what I'm doing? I'm intermittent fasting.
How's it going?
I think I've dropped some weight. That wasn't my goal.
No?
My goal wasn't to drop weight.
What was
my
your goal?
My goal was just to start eating healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Start eating proper portions,
mm-hmm.
and practice self-discipline.
Well, I commend you for that.
And I've been getting the self-discipline out of it. I eat from 11 to 7.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude.
So I'm essentially down to 2 meals.
Yep.
Have not needed a third meal at all.
What about fourth meal? Are you fucking with fourth meal?
I'm still doing fourth meal
because
the Taco Bell down the street, as soon as it opens up, quarantine schmorantine, okay? I need a gordita.
Are they closed?
They never finished building.
Wait, you broke up. You never what?
They never finished building it. They redid this Taco Bell
to
become a Taco Bell stand, essentially.
Yeah.
And they didn't finish it. It was taking forever. It's the biggest eyesore in Eagle Rock. It's the... Yeah.
Okay.
The worst.
Off mic, remind me, I have a location question, but I don't want people to know exactly where you live, so I'm not going to ask. All right.
You got it.
Well, guess what? It's funny you brought up food, because a little business I want to get to before we go to where we usually go. We got a letter. It says, "Dear Pen Pals, I'm a loyal listener since day one. I'm also a friend of Dan. He and Andrew Youngblood were nice enough to let me tag along pre-show last fall in Queens. Dan had a drink with me in Manhattan a few years ago." He's going to go on and say nice stuff, and I'm not comfortable reading all that. But this is from our pen pal, Steven. He's a good guy. I have met up with him pre-show. He's a friend of the Sklars and a very cool dude. He says he can't wait to meet you because you're so funny, Roar. Enclosed, please find a token of thanks for the many hours of thoughtful, heartfelt, funny, sweet, and strictly non-professional conversation between two smart, funny guys who obviously enjoy each other a lot. Do we? I feel like we do, right? I'd like to imagine you two on tour rolling into a lonely town. This is a nice daydream for the world we have going on right now.
I like this so far.
I'd like to imagine you two on tour rolling into a lonely little town, spying a Chili's. Dan, riding shotgun, produces the card, and Rory pulls in, cackling. Bon appetit, gents. This one's on Steven. I look forward to a Pen Pals tour stopping near me. Failing that, I will come to LA and catch you in the clubs. Obviously, he means dance clubs for Bottle Time
Well,
Sundays.
That's where we DJ. We're always DJing.
Right, yeah, dude. So. Bottle Time Sundays is our... BTS is like... We originally had the BTS acronym for Bottle Time Sundays, and then that fucking
that's right.
band. Best regards to my friend and future friend, Stephen Elton Yates. And look at this, Roar. Look at it.
I see it.
It is a...
Good Lord! That's a high amount there.
I know. It's almost too high to comfortably say. Like, you feel uncomfortable saying that we have it. But it's a very...
Well,
we can get whatever we want. We can do a whole smorgasbord at Chili's with this.
Right here, I was about to say, our promise is that when we do use that, mm-hmm. we use it all in one visit.
100%.
And we put down some stipulations. No booze. It's got to be 100%.
We can't.
It's got to be appies. It's got to be entrees, and it's got to be desserts.
Do you know how much sodium we will have eaten?
That's the goal. I thought that's why those restaurants existed, for people's sodium levels.
So wait, we can't order any El Ninos You know, that's like the special Chili's margarita that is like just all liquor.
All right, we can each get one El Nino. I just want to blow it all on the El Nino.
No, I feel you. We'll order Southwestern egg rolls uncut because, you know, they cut them up. You order them uncut and you get that.
And yeah, you get the heat in there a little longer.
Yeah, man, like an English Christian boy. We're just uncut, dude. Just perfect.
What's that mean? What's that mean?
Oh, circumcised or not circumcised?
I thought Christians all circumcised.
In America, they tend to, yes. But Protestants in like Europe, not known for being circumcised. The Jews,
in that,
very big on it.
The Jewish community, big time circumcisers.
Yeah, they just get them wild.
I'm circumcised. Are you circumcised?
Yes, buddy. I have a whole bit about this where I'm like, why do we still let people who... Their number one job, and God bless them for doing it, is they make sure they get the baby out of the vagina or the woman in some manner to safely, you know, ensure everyone lives, right? But then we have that same doctor come and then just do plastic surgery on a little boy's penis. Well, why is that? Do you? I mean, it's plastic surgery. How do you not know if this doctor is bad? Like, they, those... I know I'm going into my bit, but I also feel this personally. Those doctors should have lookbooks where it's like, oh, you want to perform the circumcision on my newborn baby boy? Okay, well, let me see some pictures of like 18 to 20 year old dicks. I want to see how this product ends up, because there's no, there's guys walking around with like Neapolitan dicks, like scar tissue dicks that they had no say in this. If you went right now, if you went right now,
Neapolitan dicks.
Do you know you hashtag?
I'm laughing because I know it's true.
Yes. If you or I needed to get circumcised and we went right now to go get circumcised, we wouldn't go to an OBGYN. We would go to a plastic surgeon. But that's who they let do it, I think. Even if they don't, I don't care. I'm not letting this get in the way of my bit.
I like it.
For everybody who's listening, we're recording Daniel, from our homes. And
tell them what's going on with your situation.
There's a leak in my roof, which every time I say it, I think of Woody from Toy Story. I know that's not his line. He says, there's a snake in my boots, but it sounds exactly the same, like audibly. There's a leak in my roof.
But also something else the listeners should know. Daniel has a leak in his roof, and it is day one of rain of supposedly four straight days of rain.
Yeah. So I hear someone walking around up on the roof right now, and hopefully they'll get it fixed. I don't know if they're going to have to come in here. Maybe we'll be done recording, but I bet they come in here. Now, the question is, do I let the mics roll? Probably not.
Now, the question is, do you let them become the fourth ever guest on Pen Pal?
Oh, sit down, Neil. Sit down here. Join in.
So we were able to get Reggie Watts. We were able to get Conan O'Brien. We were able to get David Jacoby. And then we got Neil just fixing the roof today.
Yeah. Okay. Should we go? Or do you want to talk about what we found out? Or do you want to do that after we go?
No, let's just do it now.
Okay, you go.
Everybody, you heard the absolute mental breakdown Daniel and I had, not knowing when is what, with a specific when is what,
right,
with Wyatt's letter. So we did confirm through Shanley and Wyatt himself that we had not read that letter before. Here's what happened. It was given to us each on separate occasions. There was a hard letter that Daniel got. Then there was an email that we both got, and I at some point must have looked at that email, and when you started reading it, I must have thought, oh, we've read this before. And I think the only reason I slightly convinced you is that you were like, oh, wait, maybe I think maybe you had read that, but I think it's because you also had read that email at some point.
See, that's the problem is people, I want people to know, we read, I would say we, between the two of us, if not both of us for everyone, have read every single letter or email we've gotten. So the problem becomes is, did we do that on the show or not? Because it's already in your head. And we're not organized enough to, you know, file things.
Yeah, Wyatt messaged me and said, Rory, above, and this is what he said above, he came to the show at Zany's. He really enjoyed it. But this is from last year. So keep. I want you to keep this in mind. This is a thank you from last year coming to Zany's. I did write a letter and was hoping to give it to you after the show in an #F2F moment, but I'll mail it to you guys since I'm sure you're busy this weekend. That was a year ago. Then he said, Rory, above is the closure for your deja vu on today's episode. I did send you this letter in an email before, but didn't get to hand it to you, so I emailed it. I printed it off and handed it to Dan at his show because I'm lazy and didn't want to write another letter. Wyatt, you are not lazy at all. You are you are persistent in a fantastic way.
Good yeah, you're for a you. Pen pal, man. You keep it going.
He wrote, truly never thought it would send you guys into such a spiral. And then he said he messaged me because he didn't want us to think it was another Ponters.
Which we're always on edge for.
So, Wyatt, thank you for also clearing up that we hadn't read your letter before. But that's just to give you guys a little bit. Like, Daniel and I cannot remember most things.
Right.
But then the things we can remember... We don't know if that was a past life.
Right.
We don't know where it came from.
Right. We're just hanging on.
And also, look, Daniel and I, you could look at me and go, well, Rory, you've smoked a lot of pot in your life, and that's why you're like this. Mm-hmm. Daniel has not smoked a lot of pot in his life.
No.
So it isn't that.
It isn't just the weed.
It's just our I think it's our occupation causes us to track things differently.
Yep. I would agree.
And our tracking is... very bizarre. The stuff that Daniel could pull out of his ass right now, that is a quote from a movie that you'd be like, God, how does he know that whole monologue? He doesn't even know why he knows that whole monologue.
I've been like that my whole life. People said to me, like, how do you remember those lines? I'm like, I don't know.
And then they go, Daniel, what'd you have for breakfast? And you're like, I don't even know what day this is.
Right. But do you want to hear a Jack Phillips story? I'll tell you later.
Exactly. I'll tell you later. Just remind me.
Right. Just remind me.
All right. So Wyatt, thank God. Although there isn't, Daniel, honestly, is there a small party that wishes that we'd had that letter before? Because you would love to go back and hear what your advice was and if it stayed the same.
100%.
God, I love that.
Me too.
Well, I'll tell you what it's time to do now, Daniel.
Hit it, baby.
It's time to go to the letters.
That felt like a Friday night game show. I loved that.
I was about to say, if this was a game show, that's how they'd want me to do it.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Well, do you want to pick up where we left off?
I would love to. This is for everybody who listened last week. This is the second letter that we received. A couple came up to me in Portland. They live in Seattle. Danny and Kyle. So we read Danny /Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
I read hers last week.
Yeah.
And so this week, and it was a great letter. So this week we're going to get into her BFs. Kyle. I guess BF. Boyfriend.
Best friend. Maybe both.
Who knows? By the way, just look how beautiful that handwriting is. Look at just from afar. Doesn't that look good from afar?
Ooh. You know what I would love right there? I would love if you later on take a picture of that super up close, like where it's kind of everything's out of context.
Sure.
Show people what we love.
All right. This is from March 10th, 2020. Dear Corey Scraven and Stan Hamburg. Love it.
Yeah, it's not bad. It feels like, she doesn't love either one of us.
Well, this is Kyle,
or he.
I don't know.
Yeah, or they.
I'll start by saying thank you for all the fucking glorious laughs you have bestowed upon me and my girlfriend via pen pals and your stand-up shows.
Thanks.
Truly a blessing. We are seeing Rory tonight in Portland for his Comedians Following Tool Tour, driving down from Seattle for this gym. Anyways, on to the meat and taters. I've been working as a massage therapist in Seattle for about 4 years now, and have had the privilege to assist in many people's healing, both physically and emotionally/mentally. That being said, it has come to my attention that massage is also not taken as serious by many as a form of alternative healthcare because of a lack of hard scientific research. Most science-based research within the healthcare community can give us fairly strong evidence as to the efficacy of any given modality or treatment, but massage cannot be put through a blind or double-blind study because there's no way to give slash receive a massage without knowing you are giving slash receiving a massage. Regardless, the subjective information people give me about how much better they feel after their massages cannot be denied. In a world with ever-changing fads and trends, along with things that have been around 1,000 plus years, massage, how important is our subjective experience or information if you can't necessarily prove it with science? P.S. My girlfriend and I are both writing letters and giving them to you, Rory, tonight at the show. If by chance you read mine on a podcast in the future, I'd like to say, fuck yeah, thank you, perfect men of my heart. But also, my girlfriend has probably killed me and is hiding the body while listening to this very podcast. If you guys could please do an acoustic cover of Creed's One Last Breath at my wake, it would be much appreciated. Your pal, Kyle. Say it. I dare you. We said it. We said it, Kyle. You dared us. You dared us, and we said it.
I do not know the song One Last Breath by Creed.
I don't either.
How many Creed songs do you know? Like, there are parts of the song where you could sing along to. I bet there's a lot.
Bet there's so many more than you can.
Okay, we could both sing along to My Own Prison. We could both sing along to Arms Wide Open.
My Own Prison was like the first hit, right?
We could both sing along to Arms Wide Open. We could both sing along.
Should have been dead on a Sunday morning, banging my head.
No time for mourning.
Ain't got no time. And I said, oh.
Yeah, dude.
I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna take it.
No, I just you. Hit
Let's see if we can do it. You. I'll say that part, and then you start singing it.
I don't know if I know
and
that.
And I said, oh.
I don't know it. I don't know it.
So I held my head up
high, turned my head up to the sky. See, you're right. We know more than you think. Then here's another one I bet
Why
you know.
Why are we not a Creed cover band?
Let's do it. Let's start that.
Why don't we start doing that and not advertise it?
100%.
If people find out, they find out.
You also probably know more than you think to the song Pity for a Dime. Sold my pity for a dime. Just one dime. You know it, guaranteed.
Is this Creed?
Yes.
I don't know that I've heard this.
You know Pity for a Dime. Sold my pity for a dime. Or just one dime. You know it, dude.
I don't think I know that.
I told you what happened when I went to a Creed concert, right? We talked about this? I watched those people have sex.
Yes. They're the one balcony over?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you shared that. That's not a Jack Phillips story that you hold on to.
I have multiple friends with Creed tattoos. Hashtag, I have multiple friends with Creed tattoos.
That's 100% a hashtag. I have multiple friends with Creed tattoos.
Now, to be fair, they were my friends before they made that decision, and I could not leave them afterwards.
Yeah, I was about to say, and also note, Daniel is a friend for life. He's not going to walk away just because you made some bad ink choices.
Right.
Good Lord. I like that.
Can you take me higher?
How many massages have you had, Daniel?
Countless.
In your life?
Countless. Hundreds.
How often do you go? Do you go on a schedule?
No. I need one right now, though. I need to get adjusted, and I need one. And I thought about this yesterday. I'm like, is my chiropractor even open?
No. Probably not.
Right.
And they're not doing home stuff, because imagine the risk they're putting themselves in.
So they can... Yeah, and you can't get a massage. There's no way to guarantee that that's even.
I don't think it's doable right now.
God, I feel bad for so many people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Kyle's in this situation with so many other people in so many other industries.
Have you ever cried during a massage? How many massages have you gotten? I could see you. It wouldn't surprise me if you say none right now. It would not surprise me.
I've had a lot.
Okay.
I've had a lot, but I have not had... I every time I go very rarely. And then when I go, why don't I do that more often? But here's the thing.
If I was rich and we weren't in a pandemic, I would do it a minimum once a month.
Massages can be expensive.
Right.
They can be very expensive. They can also be very cheap. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Right. Right.
So, in a way, it's kind of like going out for, you know, let's say a burger. Someone says you can go have mm-hmm. a cheeseburger for $1
mm-hmm.
at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. That's a good cheeseburger. A McDonald's sure. cheeseburger, it's classic, cents. It's tasty.
Yeah, $1
And you go, hey, I found the place where I can get a really good thing for really cheap.
Right.
But there's also a lot of cheap burgers out there that cost $1 that are fucking horrible.
Right, gas station burgers. Cue people yeah, telling us how much
and
they
in the
love
massage
those.
World, you don't know which one you're going to get.
Right.
So then you go, all right, well, I'll pay... You know what? Like $100 or something for an hour or whatever the fuck it is.
Do you go to a massage
place? There's no guarantee that that's a good one either.
Do you go to a massage place where you keep your clothes on?
No.
Me either. I'm like, what are we even doing here then? Get in there. This is I'm trusting you on a medical professional level. I can be
naked.
Do
you leave your underwear on?
No, fuck no.
I leave my underwear on.
No, I'm like, get in there.
Only one time have I ever taken my underwear off.
Really? Oh, I'm yeah. always off. Even at the clothes places, even at the airport chairs. I don't care. I'll take it off. And, you know, I've been kicked
But they're
out
not
a lot.
Even doing a full massage. They're not doing robes or anything. You're just mm-hmm. naked on that weird backwards chair.
Yeah, facing everybody who walks by with their roller bags, being like, what? They need to get in
kids.
There.
With their kids who are riding on the luggage right. as it gets pulled.
Right.
Mom, Dad, look at that guy over there. That's a massage, son. That's a massage.
No, but really, I do hate it. I'm like, it's not my butt. You are a professional massage therapist. It is my glute. So I don't want... Let's just get in there. Just work it out. Stretch
Man,
me.
That is... I'm proud of you.
I just don't care.
Why do you think I can't get fully naked? What is that? What's causing me to not be able to do that?
I don't know. Because you played sports, so you've nudity. You understand, like, who
I've
cares
been,
about nudity in this scenario? You've had that happen a
I've
lot
been
in your
naked.
Life.
I've been naked with people.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not that I ever loved it. I never got used to it.
You know what it might be, honestly? So I really messed up my sciatic nerve in college. And so I went to like a very good, like downtown Chicago, nice, like medical place. They had like doctors and then they also incorporated like sports medicine and chiropractic work and all this stuff. And I think maybe it was there because I had to go like 2-3 times a week for deep tissue work and then at least one adjustment. And it might have been there that I probably was at first, you know, 18 years old, 19, being like, oh, I'm kind of. And I think
and
they
you just got over it.
I think they were very like, no, you have to take all your clothes off. And I was like, oh, really? And they're like, yeah, we don't. This isn't. This is a medical place. Like, do you? When you get your physical, they put their hand on your nuts and you cough. Like, this is the same thing. We don't care about that. And I think that yeah. really like put me just in the mindset forever, being like, yeah, just do the fucking job.
Yeah.
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 Because I will say, I've gone to places where they've been like, you want extra? You want a little extra? And then I'm like, fuck. Then that's annoying. Because then you're like,
what?
Oh, you know, where they give you a little extra.
Oh, yeah. And you always say no, right? Because you're a good person and that stuff's gross, right?
And my point is that then you're like, well, fuck. Now it's that sort of deal. Because now we're just not giving me a massage. I just need a fucking massage. And then you're like, all right.
How often does that happen? Because that's never happened to me. No one has ever wanted... to even offer me extra for whatever the
well,
price.
One, you're
no
not
one
already
ever...
you're not already naked, so you got to send out the vibes.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking. I don't
well,
know.
Well, what
it's
places
happened,
are
though.
You going to where they're like, hey, you want a little bit more?
Oh, no, it's usually like you'll find like there's people on Craigslist. They trade you for roses. They call it roses, and then but I guess that means money. And then they come over to your house.
All right. Well, that's everything about this is bad news bears for me.
I'm joking. I've never had someone to come over, but I'm sure there's very professional people that can come over and do it for you. Give
yeah,
you and I mean,
yes.
I mean, by do it, I mean give you a legitimate massage. That's the other problem.
Yes.
It's probably hard.
I have so one time. I will say this: when I was on Conan O'Brien's tour a
sure.
year ago
sure.
in November 2019, I think it was
yeah.
Or no, 2018.
Yeah.
I got a massage at the hotel we were at, and they came to the room and did it, and it was the most perfect thing ever. Yeah. Because then they like leave, and you're in your space.
Yeah.
The whole time. I only did that because we were getting some per diem money, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna spend this on a massage. I need to like get my body
right.
Get my body rubbed.
Here's a weird thing, and I'll admit: is either one of you guys hearing a ringing? We're gonna keep recording. I'm not. I don't care. I am.
I'm not. But was that guy? Was that guy masked? Do you need to disinfect anything?
For the listener, we had to take a quick breakdown during the middle talking about massages. The gentleman came to check on the roof, and he, not only was he masked, not only was he gloved, he put on shoe covers before he walked into my place.
All right, good. I just want to make sure everything is respected. And
then we hugged.
All right, well, that's... And then over the mask, you guys kissed.
And then I had to give him 17 roses.
And it's, okay. Yeah. I see. I get it.
I was going to say for Kyle, though, that's probably part of it, too, is people don't take massage seriously because you have so many of these hacks that are just jerking people off. It's one of the reasons people don't take comedy seriously, where they're like, I saw somebody do comedy once. It sucked. And you're like, that guy's not a comic or girl.
Because they're hacks that are jerking people off.
Right.
But mentally.
right.
Well, actually, no, maybe that's the good thing to do. Jerking people off mentally means you're really good at it.
Really good.
But I think people do, for the most part, respect massages.
I hope so.
That to have a massage that you really get behind and you're like, oh, that's a good massage, those are expensive. And I think because of that, it keeps a lot of people from getting massages. Mm-hmm. And very few, and this is sort of to Kyle's question and point, very, very few people can get a massage in a way where their healthcare provider or their insurance covers something like that. That's not unheard of. That right. is something that is provided, but it's not provided in the way that it should be, okay. where it's just a part of your health, which I think Kyle is trying to say, like, that's what we should consider it. But I will say this, in my experience of getting a massage, even one that I did not think was great, I found a great deal of relief and release.
Oh, I was going to ask you, have you ever cried during a massage?
So you did ask that, and I have never cried at a massage.
But have you ever had like a welling of emotion?
Do you mean cry because it was like so...
Painful? No.
Because it was painful? You're doing like deep tissue?
No, but sometimes
I've had some painful Thai massages for sure when they walk
too.
On you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've had a... you asked me which kind of place I'm going. I'm not walking into your like $20 like back of an alley places, but I've ran into a couple times where it was like, oh, you guys seemed more professional than that. There is a pricing to professionalism where it's like, if you're not spending around $60 to $75 at least, you don't know what you're going to get. You're going under that $60 mark and you're like, what are you guys offering here that you're charging less than a dollar a minute? That's what I'm saying.
Massage,
not that you can't find a great one for $40. I'm just saying it starts to get a little iffy.
So I did, the cheapest one I ever got was out here in LA in Silver Lake. I paid $35 because Jordan had gone and she was like, it was $35 and this guy was great. So I went.
Could be. Yep.
And I said, I want this guy. My wife was just here.
Yeah.
I want this guy. I go in the back. You're in a room where a lot of people are laying down and getting massaged.
I don't like that.
It very bizarre. Very bizarre all over the place.
A lot of clothes.
Everybody's wearing clothes, and a lot of people are in this one tiny space, and you can feel it in the air. And I was like, you know what? I'm paying $35.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten a massage this way. Let's just see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
The smell in the room was enough to where I could not fully relax. And I will say, paying $35, that guy gave me a $60 massage. So was he good? Yes. He gave me a higher value than what I paid.
You were in a negative $100 atmosphere.
Exactly. So the atmosphere is key. By the way, what I do in our home, usually in the morning and sometimes late at night, is I light candles, I light incense, and I put on spa music to create the same atmosphere as a spa in our home, specifically because... You go to a spa and it's designed that way to relax you. So why don't we steal that aesthetic and steal that ambiance and put that in your home? You will. You put on some, you know, Tibetan Enya. Bowls.
No, some Enya, baby.
You put on some Tibetan bowls and you do, you're like, what am I doing? But you start relaxing and you go, yeah, it doesn't need to be all, you know, death nu metal, which is my favorite genre.
Of massage.
Of massage music. Yeah. Corn, you know, mid corn. Sort of after Follow the Leader, when a lot of people dropped off. But I, to Kyle's end, I am on the side that I do believe it is medically beneficial. I can understand why it might be hard to prove that, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of insurance companies that don't ever want to have it proven. I think you go somewhere like Canada, or you go to these countries that have a more evolved healthcare system, right, and they really believe in providing health care for everybody,
right?
Because they understand that it's that creates a better society. I think those places you probably can get it covered, and you probably, you know, I made fun of acupuncture forever. Have you ever been to an have you ever
no? But I'd do it. Would you? Have you done it?
It is. I've done it. Let's say I've done it six times. Maybe a few more. I've barely done it.
Oh, okay.
But the six times I have done it, it has been the most amazing release I've ever felt. As soon as those needles are in, and it's usually around 10, I am asleep for 45 minutes in a coma. It is just fantastic. And I wake up.
Do they play any music for that too? Do they play any music?
They got all that shit, dude. All that. And I wake up and I feel like I'm melted butter in a glass bowl coming out of the microwave. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Where the love goes.
Who can say where the death is all?
Only time. Why don't we start an Enya cover band? Do you think an Enya cover band exists?
I mean, of all of the cover bands, that's maybe the best example for that question. You could have gone with a lot of bands, but Enya is at the top of why that joke makes any sense. Are there any Enya cover bands? Outcha. And that's what they always have to have, like,
Outcha,
some kind of pun.
That's good. I was wondering what Enya would be. Kindya.
But there's like a
kinda Enya.
There's sort of a edgier Enya cover band. They're called Enya Face. What? Hold on, my daughters. Yes, you have a question? Yeah. You just want to say hi to Daniel?
Hi.
All right, I got to do the podcast. I love you.
Love you. Love you too.
No, she, okay. So she loves me. Okay, so, I think it's medically beneficial. I think Kyle is right.
I think so too.
And it should be provided, and I think it would be a benefit to a lot of people to finally get a massage. You know, the amount of people that are like, no, I never get a massage. And they say it like that, where they're like, I'm not posh. I'm not getting a massage. Right. And you just want to be like, it's not, I understand the price point and you're right, but it's not about a rich lifestyle. It is genuinely about a health benefit.
Right. That's the thing is, though, I don't know if you can directly measure the health benefits for each individual person for getting a massage, but that doesn't mean they aren't there.
Yes. I mean, that's what he's essentially saying. He's like, impossible to do that research.
Right. But I love it. Man, now I just want one so bad, and that makes me another feel sad about it.
Why didn't you ask that guy?
That just came over?
Why didn't you ask that guy to
Neil?
Do one? Why didn't you ask Neil?
I don't know. The mood didn't feel right.
All right.
Like, he didn't. I don't know if he was professional enough. Dude, you're making me happy right now. We're going to get sued, but it's okay.
Enya doesn't.
Who can say,
people, dude?
Who can say if you're getting sued? Only time.
You know what? I'm going to disagree with you, Enya. Who can say where the day goes? Only time? Wrong, dude. Time is an illusion. All right?
We've already covered.
Everybody,
we
we're Enya face.
So aggressive in between songs.
So aggressive. Nobody signed up for that. Nobody knew they were getting that.
Yeah. All right, I could talk massages forever, but I appreciate that letter, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Kyle writing. And Danny, that closes out our two-parter. I don't know if we've ever had something like that before.
So no, we did the alien postcards. That was its own mess, but...
That's right, that's right. It was its own mess.
Every episode's its own mess.
Every episode is a little bit of a mess, and we're not the ones that clean it up. We're actually the ones who make the mess.
Agreed. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk.
And Rory Scovel.
And we're back. I love that letter. Kyle and what was it? Danny?
Danny.
Okay, I'm going to show you this one. I'll make sure this will get put up on the Instagram. Look at this letter we have.
Put that on the grammars, dude. Yes.
It is a Illinois cutting board. Perfect for like a meat and cheese platter. Someone shipped this to us. This can't be now, cheap. Dan,
we've gotten some elaborate letters.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've gotten some elaborate gifts. I am in no position of saying what is the most elaborate or any of that.
Right.
But this one, believe me, when you see this picture on Instagram, you're going to agree it is up there.
I agree. On the back of it, it notates where Rochelle is and where Mascouda is, and that has pentagrams on it. For where those cities are. I think they were just supposed to be stars with circles around them, but it's a pentagram.
No, they knew. They knew what they were doing.
Actually, you know what? It's a Jewish star. It's not even a pentagram. It's a Star of David with a circle around it. Okay, here we go. February 2020. Dear pals, because the letter is on the cutting board. Do I get to keep this cutting board?
Of course you do. That's the point of it.
I just can't use it because it's been written on.
I mean, if it was South Carolina, I would get to have it, but it's Illinois.
Well, if we ever have a studio, I say it goes up there. Okay, here we go.
Dear and pals, we always serve cheese on it every recording. 100%.
Hello. First off, I love the show. So I said, dear pals, we're fine with that order. Hello. First off, love the show. I'm always out here trying to grow the show. I am 35 years old, and I'm close to 4 to 6 years from retirement from the Air Force. Wow. Because I am only going to be in my early 40s when I'm out, I'm constantly being told that I should get another government job to receive a second pension by my early 60s. My problem is that I really don't want to do that. Don't get me wrong, the Air Force has been great, but I'm sort of over it. So what should I do? Do I do the sensible thing, or do I go ahead and try to make my hobby of writing and journalism an actual career? For the last 9 years, I have been running a blog called Trainwrecked Society. It has been all my free time consuming and joy in my life. Dan, you actually helped me out once with an interview. Not sure if you remember. Anyway, what should I do? My kids will be in college or older, so that's not a worry. My wife has a great career. Maybe I already know your answer, but just need to hear you say it. Thank you for all the kindness you put into the world. Love your pen pal, Ron Trembath. P.S. I hope you bring the show to Europe soon. I got a bit more time left over here before I come home. Well, I'm going to be honest. I feel bad because Trainwrecked Society does ring a bell for me, but I don't remember helping out with an interview. That doesn't mean I didn't put my heart into it when I did it. I just don't remember.
You don't have to remember everything.
Rory, think of that idea first. Can we work forwards?
You know what? It makes sense. The yin and yang of the two of us. It makes sense that you would want to work forward.
Just the idea of being like 40 years old and almost retiring. What is that?
I know. Did that not make you feel like you were getting a massage?
An emotional massage.
A heart massage? Did that not feel like a heart massage?
What would you do, Rory, if you retired in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years?
Well, here's what I...
And then you're going to get a pension for the rest of your life.
So here's what I do sort of think about a lot. retiring in 2 years is amazing, and you want to make sure you fill that time appropriately, and you also probably want to make sure you create alternative revenue streams.
What are you, Northwestern Mutual now?
Yes, and I'm trying to gain clients, Daniel. Anyways, hit me up at Rory@NorthwesternMutual.com.
That's funny.
But what I want to say was, and something that I've always appreciated about what we do, and we talk about this all the time, but in many ways, I feel like I have retired.
Yeah.
I still do what I love, and I get a check, you know, not necessarily a retirement check from the government, but you could perceive like, oh, you get a check for what you do, but you're still doing what you love. Make no mistake, retiring at a young age is great, but what the human brain does still need is pattern and structure, and it needs, you know, you see a lot of, and I'm going to use men as an example here because it's the classic sort of 1950s style of like, oh, the men are going to work and the women stay at home, and then the men retire and they drive their wives crazy because now they're at home and they don't know what to do. Mm. Now, I'm aware that you can mix and match and change that scenario up 100 times over, and I'm grateful that we live in a society where you can now truly change that scenario up, gender-wise, I mean. But for that example, I understand that. I could just to use that as a hypothetical. I can understand a wife going crazy, and I can understand the husband going crazy because now spaces have been invaded and now people don't know what to do structurally with their time. So I think people that do retire at a young age, be prepared because, you know, when you go on vacation to the beach, you do hit a wall where you're ready to go home and get back to your rhythm.
Right.
It's not like vacation forever is a good idea. You know,
100%
agree. What you want is freedom in your occupation. That's vacation.
Yeah,
like right now, I don't. There's no part of me that thinks about vacation or cares at all about vacation.
Right.
I have nothing. I'm trying to take a vacation from. I'm not trying to escape something and be in another place. That doesn't mean I don't. I love going to the beach. I love going on a trip if that were to happen. But I like to think that I don't even know. Now I'm just rambling. But
no, you're right.
You know my point.
Yes.
You know my point about retiring.
So my question
is. But congratulations. And also thank you for your service in the military.
Agreed.
That's right.
My question, though, or to reiterate Ron's Trembath's question is.
Can I say one thing, too? I want to make it clear that everyone knows Daniel doesn't have a hard time reading. That letter is actually written onto the cutting board in a very. You'll notice it
it's
in the
picture. It's a brown cutting board with brown ink.
Yeah. Handwritten. So you'll notice it when you see the picture. You're going to go, oh, of course. That's like crazy to try to read at like a normal.
I feel like half the time with these fucking handwritten letters, we're goddamn wind talkers. World War II deciphering a fucking code for these people and their submarine problems. Was that a good rant?
Daniel was a spy, dude. He used to be a spy.
I was an agent. Federal, baby. Isn't it crazy to think that at one point, like, Rory, I had a federal badge. I'm a person, I'm a friend of yours who at one point had a federal badge and top level national security clearance. I went to meetings and
that is the only reason we are friends, if that's what you're asking.
I went to meetings that I took an oath to never divulge the information that I was told during that meeting.
Ooh, I think someone's going to be starting a new podcast.
Ooh. I'll tell you about it sometime. Okay. It's not as interesting as you'd think. So, should he go get another second pension? That's my thing, dude. Ron, 20 years. You did your service, dude. Go do whatever the fuck you want now. You just gave the American people and the greater people at large of this world your service. So don't you go do whatever the hell you want, man. You want to go write like YA novels? Do it. You want to like do journalism?
What's a YA novel?
Young adult, baby.
Okay, because I thought you were going to say youth athleticism novels. I was like, there's no way that's what that means.
Get it? Start that genre.
That was my first guess.
It could be. Young adult.
First guess, best guess.
So, I mean, and he says here too, he already knows it. So, yeah, I have to agree. Go do whatever the hell you want to do. Also, he said kids are in college.
He's done.
He got married, had kids. He did everything very fast. At 20 years old, this guy was having kids in the military and married.
Yes.
So now those kids are going to be in college. You're so far ahead of the curve. I hope you've stayed healthy because you should go do everything right now because you didn't do it.
Yeah. But also to that
end, let me put it this way.
Talking about getting a second government job for that second pension, I do understand the type of personality that's saying that is what you should do.
Right.
I do understand that. And in their minds, they are right. And to a lot of people, they're right. Because there's a lot of people that live their lives that way.
Right.
But what he's saying here is that he's already done the government thing. He's already done the military thing. So it doesn't mean that you have to not do anything, but maybe your next job is something you might.
He says,
a little more leisurely.
Do I do the sensible thing or do I go ahead and try to make my hobby of writing and journalism an actual career? Yes.
Yes. That's exactly what you go do.
Right.
Easy, easy. So easy. Easy peasy.
I know. And you got 40 years to try and get it right because you've already spent 20 doing something else.
That's exactly right, dude.
What is this? In your face?
Is this corn?
Corn. We talked so much about Creed and Enya, and then you hit me with some corn. Did you like corn at one point in your life?
Yes. I knew it. Yes, I did. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a real question. This has nothing to do with Ron, Kyle, or Danny.
Or maybe it has something to do with all of them.
How did that music speak to you?
I loved it. It was
In what context? Were you angry?
I don't know that I was angry, but what I do know is that at that age, a lot of my friends on my soccer team and at school were really into hip hop and rap. And while I wasn't against those things, I didn't connect with them as much as everyone else. I liked hearing it. People would play those songs. I was like into it. I thought they sounded great.
Right.
But I just wasn't so into it. And then my group of friends, the guys that I hung out with, they were kind of into heavy metal stuff, heavy metal songs and bands. And
what do you do to that music? Would you just drive around to it?
Yeah. I mean, I could easily listen to, look, I'm not the biggest fan.
But what would you do while listening to this like aggressive music? You don't clean your house, right? You don't like make out with somebody.
No, but I don't know. It gives me something.
I love it. I'm not anti it at all. I'm genuinely curious.
But
you're feeling it.
I think there's stuff there that you connect with it at a certain time.
Right.
And then you maybe grow out of that.
See, because for me, all those things I just listed, cleaning the house, making out, you can do all that stuff to Creed. That's what makes Creed great.
And that's what makes them such a versatile band. To talk about my favorite band of all time, which there's no listener that would be surprised by the fact that it's Tool. Something I love about Tool is, and I think something that a lot of people get wrong about Tool, is that what I was just playing, like this.
That was Tool?
They think this is Tool. They think Tool is like this type of sound.
Right.
And I don't think they listen to the lyrics, and I don't think they understand the perspective of how actually deep and spiritual and like beyond Tool is actually what they're actually singing about. But Maynard himself in the documentary Blood Into Wine, he said, that there were people that were drawn to Tool early on because they were very heavy. They were a heavier sounding band. It was a little more aggressive.
Right.
And that's the age that they were at, and that's the songs they were making. And people wonder why they had grown out of that and he wasn't screaming anymore. And he said that all of these songs are therapeutic in their own way for the band. And he said that if over time they're still playing and writing those kinds of songs, it means the therapy didn't work.
Mm.
And so his perspective is that isn't, the reason Tool fans are lifelong Tool fans and the reason they love this new album coming out is because this band grows and evolves and changes, and it isn't the same sound that it used to be, and it isn't the same yelling aggression that it might have been earlier on. It's matured and it's changed and it's grown, and that's why to me every album sounds so different.
I love how much you love it.
I love it so much.
I know, it's great. So Ron, I'm not joking. I'm not that sincere from my heart. Ron, so please do the thing here for yourself. Make your hobby into something you maybe can get paid for while keeping it this like a hobby in your heart. That's the key.
What is the blog again?
It is called the blog is called Train Wrecked Society. And it has been an all free time consuming, I imagine.
.blogspot.
Right, yeah. .fire.
I wonder where it is. I wonder how you find it. Maybe this is it.
Angel Fire. GeoCities.
I was trying to see if this was it, but I don't know if that's it.
It's all right. We'll look it up. But I hope that you do the right thing here, Ron. We believe in you. You gave your
follow
service.
Your passion. Follow your passion.
You gave 20 years of your life to the service of other people. So service yourself for the rest of your life, doing what you want. And you raised some kids.
Yes.
And you seem to have a good marriage based off the little sentence I gleaned. Okay.
Yes.
Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk.
And Rory Van Kirk.
It wasn't so long ago.
A podcast network.